And now we return to the conversation we started yesterday with the brand new Poet Laureate of the United States, Philip Levine. This humble, gentle writer shared his experiences on the factory floor as an industrial worker in Detroit nearly a half century ago. Today, a different side of Philip Levine. We talked about how this year as Poet Laureate might be a chance to redefine himself as something different from the poet of the working man, a chance to climb out of a box he's been put in for much of his career.
To turn me into a bucolic nature poet, wouldn't that be... I guess you could take me, you know, right now I'm not that far from the Sierra Nevadas, an incredible mountain range that I used to go up into often, because when I was in my 40s, I became a nut about motorcycles, and I loved taking a bike up. I had an off-the-road thing, and I'd go into the wilderness, and I didn't realize at that time that I was really chewing up nature and that I shouldn't be doing this.
Right.
And making all this noise and creating my own smog. And a lot of poetry did come out of those scenes, that landscape, and the ruggedness of that landscape. And, you know, I went to live in Spain in 1965. I spent 2 years in Spain, and the landscape of northern Catalonia, was so much like California that I instantly felt at home, as I felt at home in Barcelona. The Barcelona of 1965 and 1966 was an industrial city with the kind of junk in the air that I was used to from Detroit. When I go back, and I try to go back, I love the city, and so do my wife. We go back as often as we can, and the changes are just as vast in a way as the changes in Detroit, only they're in the other direction, because Barcelona's grown,
right.
and ever since the Olympics, it's been kind of it's beautiful now, clean and beautiful. And whereas Detroit is, every time I go there, I see more of it has vanished.
Yeah, that's for sure. Philip Levine, a poet laureate of the United States, call him the poet of Barcelona or the poet of Detroit, working man poet, bucolic nature poet. What do you think at the end of this year you would most want to have accomplished as a poet laureate of the United States? What influence?
Well, I would like to bring poetry to just what you said, a segment of the working class that aren't aware that it speaks to them. Many years ago, I had a marvelous experience. My book, What Work Is, came out, I think, in 91 or 2. And one day I got a call from the George Meany Labor Center in Washington, D.C. And they told me that my book was being chosen for an award. And every year, I think they picked a couple books every year. And every year, they made an effort to circulate this book, disseminate among their members. And they had thousands of members from various unions. And they told me that they had gone to my publisher and asked to get a certain number of books at a discount, and perhaps my publisher would even help in distributing the books to their members. And my publisher said, no, it's not worth the trouble.
As publishers are wont to do.
Yes. So they called me. How could I help? And I said, well, I can do it myself. I can, if I buy 50 books, I get a discount right away. And if I buy 50, I'll probably get 50% discount. And I'll do it. Your members can write me, and I'll send them the books. And I did it. And I sold somewhere between 50 and 60 books. After the readers, who were union people, after they got the books, about half of them wrote me, because my return address was on these envelopes. They wrote me about what they thought of the poetry. And those 20-some letters that I got were completely unlike any letters I'd ever had in my life. And they were from high and low. They were, for example, Pete Seeger, a member of ASCAP, I guess, wrote me asking if he could take some lines from one of the poems and use it to make a song. I think it was the pianist Serkin, classical pianist, who wrote and thanked me. And then, you know, then there was a steel worker from Birmingham and plumbers from here. And these people were touched by the poems in that book. And I thought, you know, I never really counted on that. But it's something I could do to bring it to them. And I'd like to do that now. The Detroit Free Press has offered to set up a blog for me to reach, what's left of industrial Detroit. And I think very likely, unless I can think of a better way to do it, I would take advantage of that.
Well, roll up your sleeves. That's a good way to begin, I'd say. Philip Levine, Poet Laureate of the United States, Poet of Detroit or Barcelona, take your pick.
Or Fresno,
exactly, where we're speaking to him this morning. Philip Levine, thanks so much and congratulations.
Well, thank you. Take care, John.
Philip Levine, America's new Poet Laureate. Visit us at thetakeaway.org to submit your own poetry. You could win a chance to join Philip Levine with us on the air to share your own lyrics of the world of work.
Come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.